I have been dying to get behind this microphone all day and talk to you about this bust of a story the Big 12 rolled out on Wednesday morning. I'm Pete Mundo. We're Heartland College Sports. We cover the Big 12. We love the Big 12, but I've got to call it like it is here. This glass floor rollout was the biggest nothing burger that got overhyped that I have seen in a long time at any level of sports. I couldn't believe it. This was it? A glass floor at the Big 12 tournament? So you can sell more advertisements? And I'm supposed to act like this means anything to the average fan? Oh my goodness gracious. All right. By the way, make sure you're subscribed to the channel. If you love the Big 12, college sports, we're here for you. Hit the like button on the video and please drop us a 5-star rating and review on the podcast. So appreciate you doing that and being here as a part of the show. So let me take a step back. If you did not see on Wednesday morning, the Big 12 Conference and ASB Glass Floor have introduced a state-of-the-art full LED video sports floor that will debut at the Big 12 tournament, men's and women's tournaments, coming up this March, next month, at T-Mobile Center in Kansas City. It will mark the first time a glass floor LED court has been used for official competition in the United States, representing, as the Big 12 says here, a significant milestone in the modernization of college athletics. Now, if this is what it was, that's cool. Like, I'm not against it. I mean, I have questions about player safety, as I know many of you do, but I'm not inherently against this. I just don't care because all it is by and large a moneymaker. And that's fine. The Big 12's got to make money. Brett Yormark, part of his job is to make as much money as he can for the league. And let's be honest, when you talk about this, what are we going to get? You're going to see logos all over the court. You know, I'm obviously saying this very much tongue-in-cheek, but I can see the calls right now from all over the Big 12 tournament. Can't you? Melvin Council drives right, step back, three-pointer from the Burger King right wing. Got it! Bang! Can't you see that? I can see it. Here's Darren Peterson. Right corner, Phillips 66 logo 3 is good. I mean, it's just absurd. It's about money. It's about revenue. It's about marketing. Cool. The Big 12 has the best basketball in the entire country, hands down. The Big 12 doesn't need gimmicks. It's got the best product. This is not going to change anything outside of marketing opportunities. And that was my big complaint, and I wrote about this on the website at heartlandcollegesports.com. The way this was rolled out to the fans was poorly done. And I'll get to why here in a second. But I will give Brett Yormark this caveat, okay? Brett Yormark made comments last week when he was on a Peacock broadcast. I don't know what game it was. It was like Cincinnati and someone. It was, and I'm not trying to be rude to Cincinnati, but it was not like KU Iowa State here, okay? It was kind of a lower level, mid-tier Big 12 basketball game. Brett Yormark's there. He goes on the broadcast and he's like, hey, you know, we're going to have this announcement next week. It's going to be cool. And yeah, it'll be unlike anything that's been done in college athletics. I'm paraphrasing his off-the-cuff comments. Then it gets picked up on social media. And then the hype train starts and it builds and it builds and it builds. And people are like, is he moving the tournament? Where are they going? Vegas? Now, I never believed any of that because Brett Yormark said in the comments, like, it's coming up in this Big 12 tournament. And the Big 12's in Kansas City through 2030. So, like, I never thought it was about moving the tournament. I wondered if there was going to be some kind of financial incentive for the players. I didn't know. I mean, there was a lot of speculation and rumors out there. So this thing took on a life of its own. That's not Brett Yormark's fault. You had the Big 12 Today guys who do a great job. I mean, listen, I know Ari well. They're all great guys. They do a good job. But they kind of added fuel to the fire a little bit, right? They're like, this is going to be a game changer. And maybe to some of you it is. I mean, I'm not saying it's not a game changer in their eyes. And it might be a game changer for the Big 12's bottom line. And there's a story there. But like from my perspective, I'm thinking about fans and being a fan. And the Big 12 is like, okay, how are we selling this to the fans? Well, their press release noted four things. Immersive animations following key plays and moments. What does that mean? They could show a replay on the court. Okay, I mean, I guess I could see a replay on the Jumbotron. I don't know why I got to look at the court to do that. Dynamic court designs. Okay, I can see the team's logo on the court. Cool, I guess. Shot charts. Kind of neat. If I really want a shot chart, I could probably just once again look at my phone while the game's going on. Maybe that's kind of cool. I don't know. Maybe that's a game changer for you. I mean, which if it is, that's fine. It's not for me. Interactive games for fans during timeouts. Kind of neat. I mean, I'm old school, man. I mean, I grew up in the 90s, and in the 90s, going to NBA games, you know, that's where they started doing the whole, we're going to put the ball under the hat, and the ball's going to have, you know, three hats or baseball games, three helmets, and, you know, you got to follow the ball, and then the thing moves around, and they all twist and turn and go in different circles, and it's like, all right, is the ball under hat number one, hat number two, or hat number three? I mean, are we talking stuff like that? Is that game-changing stuff? Does that change the perspective of this conference in the eyes of the average college sports fan? Are people tuning in for a court that's lighting up with a Jersey Mike's logo once in a while? I don't think so. They're showing up for the basketball, and the Big 12's got the best basketball, hands down in the country right now. It's NBA light in the Big 12. So it just... I don't think Brett Yormark intended it to build up the way it built up. I really don't think that was his intention at all. It got picked up on social media and the thing took on a life of its own. If they had just announced this, it would have been like, all right, cool. Yeah, I mean, yeah, whatever you want to do. I mean, I'm not like upset with it. I'm just saying it's not like this amazing development that changes the perspective publicly or otherwise for the Big 12. It's just it's fine. I don't think it necessarily hurts the Big 12. Make some money. I know there's going to be concerns, and already it's coming up. Like I'm seeing people say, if my guy tears an ACL on this court, I'm done. I'm done with this thing. I'm done with this league. And trust me, there's going to be a lot of that. I will say this because I've been tough on the league on this commentary. There is no way that they are rolling this thing out without double, triple, quadruple checking that this thing is safe. And I believe it's safe. Okay? We've got more than enough technology to suggest that this is going to be safe. Am I going to miss the squeaks of the feet on the floor? Yeah. Maybe we're still going to get it. I don't know. I'm not totally sure what it's going to sound like. But here's the other mistake in all this. They're having this for the men's and women's tournament, right? So the women's tournament is the week before the men's tournament. The Big 12 still needs to go back to getting the women's tournament the same week as the men's tournament and just doing it at Municipal Auditorium down the road in Kansas City. If you have not been to Kansas City for the Big 12 tournament, you have T-Mobile Center right there in the hub of downtown. You have Power and Light, restaurants, bars, party scene right across the street. Less than a five-minute walk down the road is Municipal Auditorium, a historic auditorium. They've done Final Fours there, the whole deal. Now it's run down. It's old. There's not much that gets done in Municipal Auditorium. But when you had the men and women playing at the same time, you know, fan bases could come and be like, I'll watch the men, I'll watch the women, and if one team gets knocked out, if the other team's in, I can stay for the other team. No one's coming for the women and then coming back for the men. And realistically able to do this, it's very hard. Unless you're family, friends, retired, got a lot of money, there are not a lot of fans who are going to do that. I understand why they wanted to do this. They wanted to give the women the best facilities at T-Mobile. Noble concept, but still a mistake when you talk about how the Big 12 brands itself and what is actually best for the fans here. And that's always my goal. That's this show. This platform is about the fans. It's not about the marketing departments. It's not about the bottom line of the conference. I mean, that stuff matters when we talk about college athletics. And I'm not saying they shouldn't care about it, but it's not my top issue. Never has been. So I get why they want to have the women's tournament at T-Mobile. But this, to me, is doubling down on a bad idea. Because now it's like, okay, if you're going to have the women's tournament with this glass floor, and that's part of your marketing plan, you're going to move them back to Municipal Auditorium? I don't think so. That seems like a long shot at this point. So it's just a strange setup now for the Big 12, and I don't think it's doing the women any favors. I mean, I took my daughter to the Big 12 women's tournament last year, and it was fairly cavernous there at T-Mobile. And it was great. There were a lot of students there. They did a few field trips there to the game. It was like a Wednesday or Thursday game, as I recall. I think it was a Thursday. And that's cool for the kids. Great opportunity for them. But the women, you know, they have good product too. And I think making it simply like a school field trip actually sells their product short in some respects, because there are not enough people who are simply going to go to both back-to-back weeks, follow their women's team to Kansas City, then come back and follow their men's team, or stay the whole time, which is like, you know, that could be a week and a half if your team's playing well. So, you know, that's also where the Big 12 is losing me here on this narrative. You know, and look at the quotes. I want to touch on this too, the quotes. Here's the quote from Bill Self. Bill Self says here, I believe playing on the glass floor is something that will receive great interest. I'm excited about it. I'm an old school guy, but this has me thinking of new school ways. And from what I've seen and heard, this is the way of the future. I think it'll be great. Great for who? Why is it great? What about it's great? It reminds me of the line in Goodfellas, Joe Pesci. Looks at Ray Liotta after he says, you're funny. He says, funny how? I amuse you like I'm a clown? Funny how? Great how? I'm not knocking Bill Self. I mean, someone wrote this statement for him and he said, sure, it looks good. But great how? What's great? Why are you excited? What about these new school ways are beneficial to KU basketball or KU fans? There's nothing of substance here from Bill Self, which tells me it's smoke and mirrors, by and large. Baylor's women's coach, Nikki Colleen, said, Colleen? I screwed that up every time. She said, quote, our team had the opportunity to practice on it back in November. It was an incredible experience for our players. The court is not only visually impressive, but it plays well and represents where our sport is headed. Why was it incredible? What about it is incredible? What does any of that mean for the average fan? Do you shoot better on the court? Do you rebound better? Do you dribble better? And why is the sport headed this way? Because of the marketing side? Okay, once again, cool. What does any of this mean for the fan? They're all nice words, but neither quote does a good job of actually explaining the obvious. Why should Big 12 fans care? What's in it for them? And between the overhyping of this story and the way that in many respects, it got overhyped through no fault of Brett Yormark's of the Big 12. And then to roll it out the way they did with very little information as to why it's good for the fan made this thing, you know, a bust of an announcement. It's not a bad idea. It's just a bust of an announcement. I'm Pete Mundo, Heartland College Sports. Thanks for being here. Please make sure you are subscribed right now to the channel. YouTube, podcast, it's grown because of you. Hit the like button on the video as well, and we'll see you over on the Heartland College Sports Forums. We're talking about it there. Have a great rest of your day, and as always, go Big 12.
Yeah! Whoa! I'm okay!
Hey, do you love adventure? Do you love outdoor sports? Would you like to learn more and hear from amazing adventure athletes from all over the world? If so, then check out the Adventure Sports Podcast. We've been the premier platform for sharing adventure for more than 10 years now. we help you get your adventure on. Look for the Adventure Sports Podcast wherever you find your podcasts. Get out there and have some fun.